USA News. I'm Dave Collins. Law enforcement is stepping up security even though there is no specific threats to New York following the Hamas attacks against Israel. New York City Mayor Eric Adams says the NYPD has increased patrols at synagogues and other areas of concern.
We're looking at those sensitive locations that we have already been aware of. We're looking at those communities where you have a large amount of visible Jewish populations like Williamsburg, Ballpark, out in the Rockaways.
NYPD Chief of Patrol John Schell says there's currently no credible threat, but if something were to arise, the department can move quickly. New York City is the largest Jewish community outside of Israel, and officials are preparing for the coming days of vigils to honor those killed in the attacks and Palestinian and Israeli demonstrations. This week, a vote is scheduled to determine the next House Speaker. Ohio Republican Jim Jordan and House Majority Leader Steve Scalise of Louisiana have both thrown their hat into the ring for consideration. Following 2 days of discussions and meetings, the vote may take place as early as Wednesday. Manhattan's Fifth Avenue was crowded with spectators as people from around the world gathered to witness the 79th annual Columbus Day Parade. Among them was Anna Marie Natal, a resident of New Jersey who proudly joined over 100 organizations, accompanied by over a dozen marching bands and 18 floats.
I'm just proud to be an Italian-American. My parents came here from Italy, so it's important to continue traditions. And this is our tradition. Being a part of this whole New York City experience, just a great thing.
The Raiders aim to break free from their 3-game losing streak as they prepare for tonight's Monday Night Football matchup. They will be hosting the Packers in Las Vegas for their Week 5 matchup. On the other hand, the Packers are rebounding from a significant loss to the Detroit Lions in Week 4. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure ground burgers are made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive burger perfection flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get 4 of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
A man is dead and several others are injured after a shooting at a party in Pennsylvania. Police say it happened early Sunday at a private community center party in Indiana County. At least 8 others were wounded and hospitalized. Authorities are looking for more than one gunman. A man accused of faking his own death to avoid rape charges in Utah is set to be extradited to the U.S. Nicholas Alaverdian, who also goes by Nicholas Rossi, insists he is an Irishman named Arthur Knight and had been living in Scotland. However, he was captured at a hospital in the U.K., and police believe his tattoos and fingerprints proved otherwise. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., initially a Democratic presidential candidate, has announced his bid for the White House as an independent. Addressing his supporters in Philadelphia, Kennedy Jr. revealed his decision to switch parties.
The country is sitting on top now of a powder keg. Americans are angry at being left out, left behind, swindled, and belittled by a smug elite that has rigged the system in its favor.
He launched his campaign against President Biden in the spring, expressing his desire to remain unaligned and free from partisanship at the age of 69. Investigators looking into the improper storage of more than 100 bodies at a Colorado funeral home, officials confirmed Friday that the Fremont County Coroner's Office is working to identify the bodies, but the process could take several months. Dave Collins, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The 6-piece towel set includes 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. And right now you can receive a 6-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.